I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome to Two Black Girls, One Road.
Where two black-ass girls finally invade a black dating show. Ready to love. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we finally got the for real first episode of Ready to Love. No casting special, nothing other than we're finally meeting the people and we're getting this thing started. Yep. And I'm so hyped for this season. I think it's going to be so good. Ready to Love has started. I'm so excited. We finally met everybody. They're moving into the house. They're not moving into a house, but they always have the first episode like at a house.
Yeah.
Like a big mixer.
Yeah, I guess.
Mixer. Yes. So all the singles get to meet each other. And yeah, so what were your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts, I was wrong about Jimmy, and that's all I'm going to say. I really feel like Jimmy is just no good. I feel like he's up to no good.
Yeah, got on my last nerves by the end of
I was like, oh, man. And I think some of the older ladies are seeing him the same way that we are. Which I find interesting as well. That's the first thought. Also, really loved how the show set up the two people who knew each other already.
Yes,
so loved Divine that. And Chica, how they were like, oh yeah, we're friends. We know each other for a few years. Boom. Yep. That's it. There's no awkward like stagecoach elephant in the room. Okay. Right. None of this like weird mystery we have to piece together through Reddit and Instagram and stories and the rest of this. Right. Just, we know each other, we're friends, that's that.
And that's it. And there was no, like, producer intervention, like, to create some drama out of it, or it was just, like, they're friends, they handled it, and then, okay, we moved on. Like,
Yep. And then last thought is Ashima is by a mile my favorite girl in the cast.
Yeah, she's definitely one of my favorites, too. For sure. I want the best for her. She's also just so... like, all the girls, to me, just from the outside, they're all very, like, glammed up, like, typical Atlanta, glamorous, beautiful, bomb, great bodies. And Ashima is also very beautiful, but is just also kind of, like, very relatable, too, because she's just, like, she's not glammed up to the nines. She looks great. Her outfit was fucking crazy. I don't know what the hell she had on that.
Very strawberry.
You
know Strawberry the store?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Damn. Strawberry. I hadn't thought about that store in forever. Yes. I don't know what Ashima had on. That It was like a long black dress with some pink and yellow ruffles at the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't even know where you buy that at. Yeah. Strawberry, I guess. But aside from that, I like her. She's funny as hell. She's very like real. Cool. Interesting.
Yep. What about you? What do you think?
My thoughts. So this year with the power shifting, I think there's going to be some interesting things that will happen. I feel like there might be some backfiring on what the producers might have intended. I mean, we don't know yet. It's very early, but I'm kind of maybe predicting something. So first,
what do you mean?
The previews are already kind of showing that there's going to be definitely more competition and like cattiness among the women, kind of competing for the guys. We already see there's going to be some drama with Divine and Alexis. And one of my favorite aspects of last season was like the sisterhood among the women and how they all kind of supported each other. And like, it was, you know, it's not typical reality TV like drama, but it was still like, I don't know, it was really nice to watch.
It was refreshing to watch.
It was refreshing, yes. I think that's why it still worked. It was very refreshing. And so I don't know how it's going to fare yet this week. I was just going based this year. Just going based on the preview, I see seems like a little bit of, you know, tiffs might be going down with the ladies. And I think it's because with this power shifting back and forth, they're going to be like more on edge to try to like save themselves every week. So that's one prediction that I'm going to just keep watching for. Two, I think the men are actually probably going to be acting up even more so now that their asses are on the line each week. So last season was just the three guys, they were safe. Aaron within himself, he's just a fuckboy,
right?
But the guys also could just like breathe and sigh in relief because they were safe. But now with the guys having their asses on the line each week, I think they're going to be making sure that they have someone to help keep them around each week, so they're probably gonna be singing sweet nothings to multiple women. So we might see a couple Aarons kind of pop up.
Or Aaron-like strategy.
Aaron-like strategies pop up, which kind of sucks because whether or not they're Aarons or whether or not they are really like truly Aarons in their core, they might kind of tap into that to stay on the show. It's kind of, it reminds me a little bit of Bachelor in Paradise, like that last night where everybody's like, fuck, I need to get a rose. And they're like talking to people they've literally never talked to. And like, oh my God, I think we have a connection. Like, I feel like we might see a bit of that this season, but I don't know yet. But those are just like my two thoughts thinking about the power shifting back and forth.
Do you think the men are going to learn from Tommy in the same way they learned from Tommy last season? Because that's one of my favorite parts of last season, is seeing the three men learn from each other and from Tommy in that very intimate way every week.
I hope so. I hope because, like, last season, a lot of the women, a lot of Aaron's women in particular, sent themselves home when they were like, I don't see a connection. You ain't shit. I'm just going to exit stage left. I feel like there is still potential to definitely learn from Tommy when you're not feeling somebody. If you don't feel a connection, you just leave. But I don't know. There might be some guys who are like, you know what? I want to stay more than learn from Tommy. So I'm going to just do what I'm going to do. So I don't know. It's to be seen. To be seen. But that was that would tell us a lot about the guys here. Like, are they truly genuinely here for love, or are they trying to stay on the show? You know what I mean? So that was my, I guess my last thought. Divine is absolutely my favorite person so far.
Oh, really? Yeah, I liked her too.
She just has so many one-liners. This episode alone, and this is the first episode that I'm like, if she's going to be like this all season, I'm going to love her because she had me dying. And Ashima as well. Ashima is a stand-up comedian, so she's just obviously funny. Divine's not a comedian, but she was saying these little quips that were just so unexpected and hilarious to me. So I'm a fan already. But yeah, those are our initial thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.